If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. We will continue to play the Badger.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, let's have some more music.
What you got?
Susie Boggess is riding along with us this week, and she's eating at Joe's.
I go to work from 10:30 until 6 a.m. Dimes and quarters, slinging eggs and ham, scrambled poached or over easy, coffee black and strong, jukebox of scratchy records, I play them all night long. Eternal smelling like old gin. I guess his wife couldn't get him sober. It's up to me again. Here's a hot top on your coffee, honey, you're a mess. I ain't your wife, I ain't your mama, but I'll do. Always eat at Joe's.
Eat at Joe's.
Hello, Prince Charming. Where are you, dear? When will you come in and order biscuits here?
Always eat at Joe's.
Oh, yeah, good stuff there from Susie Bogus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're eating at Joe's this week.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're eating crow.
Eating the crow.
And rattlesnake.
And snake.
And a few other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Porcupine.
I've never eaten a porky bear.
I have.
Have? You've eaten a porky bear.
Well, okay.
All right.
I took a bite of one. Okay.
All right. Who cooked it?
Winter Survival.
Oh, interesting.
Up in the City of Rocks.
Yeah, really.
There's nothing to eat in the winter.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yep, true story.
We tried to snare some rabbits or snare
something. Huh?
You can always catch a porcupine.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
So, got this old porcupine. Yes, and I did skin him.
Wow.
Belly first.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Did they, your leader must have instructed you.
Well, no.
Or you just knew.
I was all by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I seen this porky bear, so I decided, let's eat him.
Okay.
So we roasted, we got our coals good and hot, you know, and we dug us a little hole.
Sure.
And what little mud and grass we could find, we covered him up and let him roast for 4 or 5 hours. Man, he was smelling good.
Really?
Oh, you pulled him out of there, smelled just like the best pork roast in the world.
No way.
Yeah. Man, it smelled good. And then you took a bite.
And did it
taste just like a pine tree.
Did you? Well, what do you think he's been eating?
A pine tree.
He's been eating willow bark, for heaven's sakes, right?
And come to find out, there's a lot of parasites in a porcupine.
No kidding. You don't want to eat them, I guess, unless you're going to starve.
Cook them really good.
Okay.
Cook them really good.
Now, that is something I have never tried.
Don't do it.
Good.
Not unless you're starving half to death.
Thanks for the warning.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Yes. Well, we better have a little cow poetry, don't you think? How about if we just eat a few mountain oysters? They're tender and pale, the jewels of a male bovine that tickles my palate. Tasty and tender, a real tongue bender, number one vote on my ballot. The branding is done, we're all on the run to the springtime ritual feasts. It's time to eat them, nothing can beat them, remnants of the ruminant beasts. Most unique and so rare cuisine, savoir-faire, the first cut from off a prime beef. A sumptuous treat, the sultan of meat, stolen by a branding crew thief. A young calf's nightmare, extracted right there in front of the whole world to see. Embarrassed and shocked, appendages docked and placed in a fry pan for me. It's not all in vain, nor even insane. It's meant to make bulls into steers. So why should we waste these morsels that taste so lovely with french fries and beers? They're great when sautéed or even filleted. When grilled, they're most finger-licking. With eggs or in stew, whatever you do, you know they'll taste just like chicken. In the branding pen by the standing men, we throw a few on for a snack. They sizzle and pop when put on the top of the propane branding iron rack. A joy to my eyes, this plate of calf fries. Rocky Mountain Oysters Deluxe. Seafood from the gut. Filet de la nut. Ambrosia shaped like hockey pucks. Excised from the groin, the fruit of their loin, a bountiful harvest for sure, a cowboy's delight. Heaven with each bite, a testicle entree du jour. I crave them each day, and there is no way I can completely get my fill. Every day I stop by the butcher shop and charge up one heck of a bill. I need some help bad. Close calls I have had. One time I almost lost my life. While dreaming so deep, I walked in my sleep and woke neath a bull with my knife. Now, it ain't science fiction. It is an addiction. The cravings are quite ominous. This habit's so tough and detox so rough, I joined Testes Anonymous. Well, those things are the best.
First cut off of prime beef.
I know it. My gosh.
Yeah.
I know. People turn their noses up, but hey.
That's okay.
That's right. Yeah. Save them for us.
There's not that many anyways.
No, you know, you just can't get them anymore.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah. John Clark used to call them whatnots.
Whatnots. Yeah. Whatnots. Saved them for mom.
Saved them for us.
Well, let's have Dick's pick.
Oh, man.
Who's singing?
Oh, Don Edwards.
What's he singing?
The rancher feeds us all.
That's true.
Oh, their work is never done. from dawn till setting sun. The rancher is the man that feeds us all. While Big Ag jumps and shouts, get big or get out, we need to take a stand before they get it all. Oh, the rancher is the man, oh, the rancher is the man. He lives on credit till the fall. But his taxes so damn high, it's a wonder he don't die. And the tax man is the man that gets it all. Oh, the lawyer hangs around while the butcher cuts a pound. The rancher is the man that feeds us all. While the preacher and the cook go fishing in the brook, they forget that the rancher feeds us all. Oh, the rancher is the man, oh, the rancher is the man. He lives on credit till the fall. But his patience wearing thin, I think that it's a sin. We forget that the rancher feeds us all. With his wagon broken down, the rancher is the man that feeds us all. And the banker says he's broke, and the merchant's up in smoke. The rancher is the man that feeds them all. Oh, the rancher is the man, oh, the rancher is the man. He lives on credit till the fall. But the interest that he pays takes his money all away. And the mortgage man's the man that gets it all. Oh, the rancher is the man. Oh, the rancher is the man. He lives on credit till the fall. But they take them by the hand and they lead them off their land. And the greedy profiteers, they get it all. Yes, we forget that the rancher feeds us all.
Good stuff there from the late Don Edwards.
That's right.
Well, we're eating crow and other things this week. Yeah. We're going to ditch out to a cow commercial. Ooh, and when really? We come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File.
The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2024 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, October 11th and 12th. Registration opens Friday, October 11th at 4 p.m. with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, October 12th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, October 11th and 12th at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.